the 2020 pit count here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Your assessment today?
So far, things are going pretty smooth. We had way more volunteers than we thought we would get, which is awesome. Thanks to UWF, thanks to WEAR for really putting the word out, and then the word of mouth. And so we got way more volunteers. We want to close out the pit tomorrow with UCount, and we know we're going to get a good turnout there, provided the rain and things of that nature work out. But today I'm pleased. People were deployed to locations, and we were able to be well received. And I think things are going great. Right now we're at about 280 households that have been surveyed so far, and we are 5 hours into the point in time count.
Okay, and this is the first time that you've deployed the use of this app that is designed for these counts.
That's correct.
And so how, in your estimation, has it gone?
I'm so pleased with the app. And this is a Hyperion app. It's called Hyperion. It's real time. So we're even able to pinpoint the exact location of where the survey was taken through the GPS on the phones. And so once it's submitted, it comes to us and that data is recorded. And we're able to filter out any duplicates. So I'm very pleased with it.
How it has functioned in this first use bodes well for keeping it around and using it in the future?
I have high hopes to continue to use this. It's a very good app, and we'll provide feedback back to the guy that created the app so that we can just integrate it and curtail it to our specific use. And so we're very happy.
And now I understand it's free this year. Down the road, there may be a cost, but do you think it'll be worth it to have the money to pay for it?
The cost savings? Yes, absolutely. Before, we were doing paper surveys, right? And in those paper surveys, we had to sort them, alphabetize them, group them by shelter locations and things of that nature. Well, this app already does all that for us. So am I going to pay the price of getting it? Yes.